From the moment this game tipped off, it felt like a game of experience versus inexperience. Some of the little things that Hayes were doing went a long way into this massive win. The offensive rebounds early on in the game really exhausted Garden City early on. A lot of Hayes' 19 first quarter points came on second chance or came on Garden City mistakes, which allowed the Indians to set the precedent for what they were going to do for the final three quarters. Not to say that this isn't a game where all was lost for Garden City. I believe the change of Alexis Villegas into the starting lineup really benefited the Buffaloes in the first quarter. She was dribbling with a lot of confidence. She had the first points of the game on a really nice take to the hoop. I think there's something that can be built there, especially for someone as young as a sophomore. But that's just it. When you look at this game, you're looking at Garden City's leading scorer being a sophomore, you're looking at two of their starters being sophomores, you're looking at a freshman in the starting lineup, two key freshmen off the bench. On the other side for Hayes, countless upperclassmen, three seniors in their starting lineup, consistently bringing in depth off the bench, like Bridget Ross, who had 5 points in this one off the bench. She's a senior. It's ultimately, like Coach Miller said, a Hayes team that has a lot more experience that's built over the last couple of seasons, and it's something that Garden City can establish in the next couple of years. Unfortunately for the Buffaloes, this is a Hayes team that has had these kind of rough losses before. A team that knows how to go on the road and handle themselves. A team that knows how to take a couple weeks off and not have as much rust to it. Things that the Buffaloes will all learn over the time, but right now, Hayes has that experience, Garden City doesn't, and that's a big reason why Friday was as lopsided as it was. Final score from the Garden, Hayes 57, Garden City 26. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.